Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Vav, Chulin 36a, pagination is 71. We'll start about a quarter of the way up. The beginning of the line is Velo Sarfin, and then we begin. By Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish asked the following question. Tzirid Shal Menachos. If you have some flour as part of the Karban Mincha in the bowl, and it's dry, it's a clump that never got oil on it. Now, normally, in order for something to be susceptible to become tame, ritually impure, it has to have water or a different validating liquid come upon it, and that's considered the finishing touch, so to speak, of the product. So you have an apple, you pick it. Just because it's detached from the ground will not make it susceptible to tumah. It's when liquid that the owner approves of comes upon it that it will be susceptible to tumah. So Reish Lakish says that if you have a tzurid, a clump of flour, inside the mincha, and it becomes tamei, meaning it was contacted, does that actually cause tumah or not? Because it never got wet. Monin lo rishon v'sheni, o ein monin lo rishon v'sheni. Do you count upon it a first and second, and actually even more than that, if it's kachim, it could go to the fourth, for example. Do those types of tumas that extend apply, or is it just that the thing itself will become tummy? Kimahan yo chibas kodesh. I'm aware of chibas kodesh, Reish Lakish says, which we'll discuss in a moment. But does that accomplish lefsule gufe to simply make it itself tummy? But lemimna be rishon v'sheni lo, but it doesn't enable a first and a second to result. Odoma lo shana, maybe there's no difference. So let's back up a little bit. Chibas kodesh is a concept we encountered shortly ago, where the fact that it's kodshim makes it considered elevated, special, finished, even though water has not come upon it. We encountered it as one of the proofs that the case where an animal was shecht and no blood came out, and we're still discussing whether it is susceptible to tumah or not, we proved that it must be a case where the animal was not kodshim. Because had it been kodshim, chibas kodesh machsharto. The mere fact that it is kodesh would be enough to elevate it, and it wouldn't need liquid to validate it as a product. That was Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph 33a. So we have a concept of chibas kodesh, that the fact that it's kodesh validates it even if water or another validating liquid didn't come upon it. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, I understand chibas kodesh. I understand that this clump of flour is going to be susceptible to tumah even though it never got any oil on it. Nevertheless, I'd like to know what kind of tumah is this chibas kodesh creating? Is it creating loshna? It's no different than any other kodesh, and it becomes tameh, and it will in turn be able to make other things tameh. Or does chibas kodesh kind of come roundabout through a back door, and it's not the regular machsharto for tumah? Instead, it's something else. It'll allow it to become tameh, but it will not extend itself to other things. And this is the question of Reish Lakish. If we turn the page and go to the bottom of the page, we get a further elaboration on this concept of Chibas Kodesh Machsharto. The endearment of Kodesh is what makes it finished, what makes it good and ready, and that it'll be available, susceptible to Toma, because it's considered a finished product. If you count up from the bottom four lines, V'habosar, when the Pasuk says that word, L'rabos Eitzim Ulevona, it comes to include that even the wood of the carbon and the Levona, the frankincense, also is included. Asks the Gemara, Eitzim Ulevona b'nei achila ninhu? You don't eat the wood. You don't eat the frankincense. It's not edible. Ella, what's going on over here? Chibas HaKodesh Machshira La U'Meshavya La Ochel. The endearment of Kodesh makes it so special. It's like food. It's like edibles. Hachanami, and that's what's going on over here also. Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta, the endearment of Kodesh, makes it unique, finishes it off, raises it to a new level. And therefore, going on to the next page, my Reish Lakish had this question. Ki mehanya chibas kodesh lifsula de gufei? When we say chibas kodesh, do we mean just that it can become possible? Avalamimne berishan v'sheni lo, but to count because of it a first level and a second level, that's different. Odilma loshana. Or are we elevating it to become a regular susceptible to Tuma, and it will have Rishon Vesheni, Teku, and the question stands. When we look this up in Rambam, Avos HaTuma Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ochlim Neguvim, dry food, Shalo Huchsheru, that never became wet, never became ready, finished to be susceptible to Tuma, you're allowed to eat that without washing your hands. But that only applies by truma, which is some level of holiness, but it's not as holy as kodesh. Avo bekodesh, if it's kodesh, chibas hakodesh machsharton, the endearment of kodesh makes it elevated, makes it ready and finished. And it becomes forbidden for a person who has not washed his hands properly to eat such kodesh, because the chibas kodesh elevates it even if it never got wet. Continuing in Halacha Yedalid, the Rambam writes, Bamed devarim amurim lifsal ha'ochal atzmo. But I only told you what the rule is about the food itself. Ula asra ba'achila, it becomes contacted by these unwashed hands, even though it never got wet, it never had regular hechsher, it still will become tamei because it's kodesh. Aval limnos bo rishon v'sheni, but to count because of it, a first level tuma and a second level tuma, etc., hareze sofek, that remains in doubt. That was the question of Reish Lakish in our Gemara. The Gemara spends time dissecting the question, but ultimately, as we saw, ends off, teku, let the question stand. Tosfos comments, Hashta maskinon de midoraisa kami boile. It could very well be that midrabanan is going to be rishon v'sheni, but midoraisa you would not have that, and indeed that's something that the Kesef Mishnah explores in understanding the Rambam when we say that it does not definitively have rishon v'sheni. Are we simply talking midoraisa, but midrabanan it indeed may have that. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.